This is a wave road hearing for James A. Taft. ADC number is 33619. Mr. Taft has been certified for a regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. He is currently serving a life sentence for rape. He has three expired sentences that he has previously served, a five-year sentence for aggravated assault, 10-year sentence for kidnapping, and a six-year sentence for escape second degree. He became parole eligible on June 8th of 05. According to his release plan, he has taken some classes. His last class, it looks that he has taken was a sex offender class that was taken on November 9th of 2014. According to his release plan, states that inmate does not have any placement for now, but has family working on a job and housing for him. According to his progress release report also, that his last ticket that he received was in 05 for disobeying an order, and it was a minor in which he was found guilty of. He does have a very minimal amount of discipline since he's been incarcerated. He has been before this board approximately 38 times. He's had parole hearings. In November of 79, he was paroled to his next consecutive sentence. Then in June 8th of 01, he was again granted parole to his next consecutive sentence. And then those were the last times that he was actually in before this board. All other times he were appeared and waived or his he was denied before this board. This is an incident that involved the sexual assault of a first one occurred in May 27th of 1974, involved an 18-year-old female who was kidnapped and raped. And then again, on June 20th of 74, there was a 14-year-old victim who was also kidnapped and raped. And then in July 4th of 74, there was a molestation, kidnapping, and rape of a 9-year-old female, along with an aggravated battery charge. As a result of a plea agreement, he pled to one count of kidnapping and one count of rape as a result of all of those cases. Based on the information contained in that warrant, I do not feel that Mr. Taft will be suitable and not likely to reoffend, as he has been determined to be a sociopath and a pedophile, according to earlier psychiatrists that had the opportunity to actually have the time to actually interview and be with him. I do want to also note that there is a letter in here from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office dated dated June 22nd, 2018, in which the county attorney's office is opposing the release of Mr. Taft. It says that research has consistently shown that sexual predators to be at high risk of offenders to reoffend. Mr. Taft committed offenses involving the forceful and repeated sexual assault of young women, innocent victims. Furthermore, he has shown no remorse for his actions. Mr. Taft is a very dangerous individual who presents an extreme danger to the community. As a result, the state does not support the early release of Mr. Taft. Based on the information contained in the warrant, the letter from the county attorney's office, and the nature of the crime, I do not feel that it would be in the best interest of the community, and that Mr. Taft would not be likely, would be likely to reoffend if released. So I'm going to make a motion to deny Mr. Taft regular parole, home arrest, or a absolute discharge.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright. Agreed. Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed. Mr. Quinones, and agreed. Mr. Neal, because this incident occurred in 1974, he's not eligible for a one-year set-off, so he's not eligible for that. I'm going to mark the reason for denial is that it was a serious and violent offense, that it was a serious and brutal offense since the victims were minors, the age of the victim, serious bodily injury since the victims were sexually assaulted, there were multiple victims that were actually involved in it. On the market history of assaultive behavior, that he was a repeat offender, poor institutional behavior, I'm not going to mark that. I'm also going to mark a lack of program. Well, he did have some program, but he hasn't had none in a while. Needs closer supervision. I'm going to mark a poor no release plan. His release plan was poor. And that there was no family and community support that he actually had, unless there's some other things that the board would like to include. That is going to conclude the hearing for Mr. Taft at this time.